77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio, the number one radio station in the country. I'm so happy to be with all of you today. It's a very special weekend, and thank you for hanging out with me. And I promise we're going to have a great time tonight because I have a fantastic show for you. And please don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show. And thank you so much for all your fantastic messages. It always makes me so happy. Also, just to remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com, WABCRadio.com. And you can also listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our WABC Radio app and you are ready to go. And now let's talk about this exciting time. The holidays are here, and the holidays are always a magical time of the year. But there's something extra special about spending Christmas in New York. The city is absolutely at its best and brightest, and there is no shortage of festive activities. Everybody is nicer and more excited. I love this time of the year, this special atmosphere, and we are so used to it. But look how many people from around the world travel here to feel the spirit of the holidays in New York City. And we are surrounded by the best New York City attractions, illuminated winter wonderlands, spectacular Christmas trees, holiday windows, and the Christmas lights. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. Special Christmas shows, movies, concerts. It almost makes you dizzy. There is definitely something for everybody. So enjoy this special time to the fullest. And now I'd love to start off our today's episode with some beautiful Christmas music. The Tenors, the award-winning stars with four multi-platinum selling albums, will lead us into the Christmas spirit. The album is called Christmas Together. And afterwards, I'd love to play for you some parts of our fun and memorable interview with the Tenors. So stick around. Talented, the Tenors are here. Victor, Clifton, and Fraser. Welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You have performed at the White House, for the Queen, at the Olympics, at the Vatican. Basically, you are touring and performing all the time. And my first question is, how did you find each other?
You know, we were introduced about 11 years ago by a woman in the west coast of Canada. Mm-hmm. We were all in our own musical profession, singing on different stages. And when we got together, there was some kind of energy, and it just felt perfect.
Have you ever dreamed about a career like this, like years before when you were singing and performing?
You know, I think early on you do it for the love of music making, and we still do it for the love. But there comes a time, I think, you know, in your adolescence perhaps, where you think, wow, if I stayed with this, if I really kept working hard, if I made the sacrifice, you know, sometimes not going out with friends.
Right.
So we all put in our time in different ways. You know, Victor started playing piano when he was five. Clifton learned, you know, singing around the campfire with his family at the resort, and they would entertain guests. My mom was in musical theaters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would guess that there was some time in our adolescence that we realized that a professional career could be a realistic goal, but that it would take a lot of work and sacrifice to get there.
I'm just wondering, because you've been touring all the time, basically. You're so busy. And what's the hardest on the road?
Probably being away from family. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, Victor has a 9-year-old son, Zachariah, and wife, Kathleen. Fraser has a new baby, Hope, and his wife, Kelly.
The best.
Yeah, Kelly, who's also an amazing performer, and she travels as well. And my wife, Rachel, and my little puppy, Winston. So when you leave home for an extended period of time, that's always difficult. But we're fortunate now that we can bring our families on the road more often, but also just sort of maintaining good health. You know, we sing quite often, and we sing very difficult repertoire. So we're always being very conscious on the road of getting good sleep and drinking lots of water and avoiding late nights and talking in loud crowds if possible, which... usually we can't avoid it, but we try. Yes. So yeah, staying healthy and making sure that we find time for family are two keys to success and happiness on the road.
Let's talk about your new release, the new album that you're holding in your hands, Christmas Together.
Christmas Together, it's our second Christmas album. Mm-hmm. And our first one went triple platinum, which we're very proud of. And we released that a while back. So we thought it was time for a new album to share with the world. Our fans have been begging for more Christmas music over the years. And this one in particular, yes, it's really a combination of songs that we have loved over the years during Christmas time. And we want to treat this like a warm Christmas blanket, yeah, something that is a little more playful than perhaps some albums in the past, but also full of nostalgia, full of songs that take you right back to those incredible memories as a child when you were with Christmas and discovering Santa for the first time. And a few songs from the 40s and 50s, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, some songs from the spiritual repertoire, and we have some pop songs on the album that we've written and co-written ourselves. Really proud of it. Something for everybody. You can buy it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can get it on iTunes, Target as well in the U.S., and Costco, and... oh my God, so many places. Wherever music is sold.
Website, tenorsmusic.com.
You are on top of it. Done her homework. You can get it at tenorsmusic.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, mm-hmm, and Instagram.
You are on social media everywhere.
All the time, yes, all day long. All at Tenors Music. To check us out and follow us, and you can join our Christmas journey.
And I have to say, having this music at home, it's going to make a beautiful Christmas. It's going to create this beautiful atmosphere, and it's going to make your Christmas special.
Thank you.
And music is powerful. It's definitely changing the whole atmosphere with your family. So I'm so happy we have this beautiful music of yours. Talking about Christmas, I want to ask you, because Christmas is kind of special and sometimes a little crazy with all of relatives together, right? Do you have any crazy memories, any situations from the past, like from your childhood when things went a little out of control, maybe?
You know, I remember having a challenging Christmas one year, and you know, I hate to say it, but I did punch a wall, and but it wasn't because I, you know, didn't get a gift that I wanted. But I think it was like 14. I was maybe going through a stage,
mm-hmm, voice changing.
Oh, that too.
Yes, you know, absolutely. Yeah. That's what it was.
I wanted to be a voice soprano forever.
That's right.
Yeah, that would make anyone mad.
That's right.
But you know, I just think there was maybe a miscommunication in the family, and things weren't going, you know, exactly perfect. And
was your brother like not being,
you know,
nice?
My two older brothers might have been involved.
They picked on you a lot, didn't they?
Well, I think we all picked on each other, you know, but
we could have a moment here, because Fraser might not know this. So you see that scar right there? Mm. So that was when my brother was picking on me, mm-hmm, and instead of punching him, I punched a wall and I split my hand open.
Aye.
So we share that moment.
We do. Wow. We can compare scars. It's awesome.
But it makes you like, you know,
hashtag scar tissue, yeah, with the tenors.
That's the next album title right there. Scar tissue.
No, I remember one Christmas from my childhood, I was almost electrocuted by our Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh.
Something went wrong. That particular Christmas tree definitely didn't like me.
No.
Yes.
Wow. That's like
I was like 8 years old.
That's scary. Wow. Well, we're glad, yeah, you're okay.
I'm okay.
Electric ever since.
A little shaky still.
Home Alone 3. Stay away from the outlets. Okay.
I'll try. I would love to also ask you guys, because I know one of you is Jesus.
One of me,
Jesus. Tell us your story, Jesus.
Well, I have many words for you, my friend.
We ready.
You know, I did perform in Jesus Christ Superstar. I played the role of Jesus when I was 16 in a production in Australia, and it was a life-changing experience. I mean, it's the greatest story ever told. And
getting into the Christmas spirit, you know, we're very excited to be back in New York.
And you know the rules here.
What's the rule?
The rule is the interview is not over until...
Ba-da-ba.
Until we dance.
Until we dance. Okay.
Dance. Sing four bars for me.
Wish we
please.
Did.
Maybe you can sing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.
To those who are tuning in right now, this is the Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. And now let's dive into a totally different territory. I'd like to introduce my next guest. I feel honored to have him on the show. Internationally award-winning documentary film director, producer, Eric Marola. We are going to discuss his great documentary productions and his massive success around the world. And for more information, go to Eric Marola's websites, ericmarola.com, stemcellsmovie.com, and bujinskimovie.com. And also don't forget to sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list and get a coupon code to watch the God Cells movie for free. I highly recommend to check out his incredible productions. And now, here is Eric Marola. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
I would love to start our conversation with your previous job, if I may say that, before you became very recognizable and successful in the documentary productions. You were very successful and fantastic artist and designer here in New York. And then something happened, something really interesting that totally changed your direction.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, in college, I double majored in painting, which I was very passionate about, as well as graphic design, which I knew I could get a job doing. And incredibly, to my surprise, and I think to everyone's surprise, I started selling paintings right out of college, kind of my own style, big 6-foot oil paintings. And I made a living doing that for a couple of years. And I was, you know, in my 20s, moved to New York. I always liked reading books on the trains,
right,
long train rides home, especially if you had to work a late night. And I picked up this book at the Strand bookstore here in Manhattan for like a dollar. And the title just jumped off at me, and it's called The Cancer Industry.
So it was like completely accidental choice.
Absolutely accidental. I had always been interested in documentary films. I always enjoyed watching them. Mm-hmm. And I've always been interested in the world of science in general. But this book, not only did I have the story that ended up being my third film, but there's a little chapter in this book about a guy named Brzezinski, which ended up being my first documentary.
I must emphasize that it became a massive success, and millions of people all over the world watched that movie, and it completely redirected your plans and probably dreams for your life, right?
It absolutely did. Yeah, it was translated into a bunch of languages. Mm-hmm. When the documentary channel was around, it was on television for about a year and a half, and it actually was voted the best documentary of the year that year, and I won a lot of other awards in different mm-hmm. festivals and events around the world as well.
Let's talk about Brzezinski, the movie. What is so fascinating about that particular movie?
Sure. This movie, as well as all my movies, I've always been interested in scientific innovation, regardless of what it is. But in the world of medicine, it's fascinating because it's a big profitable industry, basically. I mean,
yes,
everybody needs healthcare. And I'm always interested in things that could change the paradigms in certain sects of medicine, for instance. So with Brzezinski, it's fascinating. He discovered, like most scientific discoveries, by accident, a strain of peptides in human blood mm-hmm. and urine. It's the two big sources of our liquids in our body. That a strain of peptides that had never before been discovered. He didn't at the time know what it meant. So he was leaving Poland and coming to America around this time. So he started testing the peptide levels in different ages of people, different sexes, and different people with different diseases, and discovered that people that had cancer lacked these peptides, had a lower count of them, and in some cases lacked them altogether. So like any brilliant scientist, he figured, how can I extract this or synthesize this and give it to people? And what's fascinating about Brzezinski is, as well, aside from the science, because this is a gentle, non-toxic treatment for cancer, mm-hmm. not a magic bullet, but certainly a great alternative to, you know, what is out there now. But he's the only guy that I'm aware of that is, as an individual scientist with his own company, that was entered Food and Drug Administration sanctioned clinical trials. So he's technically competing with these big billion-dollar companies. So that in and of itself is a fascinating scenario. So, and he's finished phase two studies. His therapy is one of the first in world history to cure certain types of pediatric brain tumors, mm-hmm. like these terrible tumors that go in the brainstem. In FDA sanctioned trials, he's the first person to cure these. And no one's ever cured these particular tumors before.
It was, I think, a fascinating situation because he's not only a medical doctor, he's also a scientist.
Yes.
So it worked perfectly together.
Yeah, because he's a brilliant PhD biochemist as well. So he was able to learn how to synthesize these.
Right.
Yeah, and he has a huge, like, 50,000 square foot facility. So I've been to that facility as well.
Yes. It's remarkable. I know you have dedicated so much of your life, so much of your energy, your time, your intelligence, your resources to really put together this fantastic movie, Brzezinski, the movie. And then you followed up, you created a sequel to it, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. So when the movie really exploded and it was being seen by millions, my email box was just filled with cancer patients. Immediately a light bulb went off and I said, I'm in a really perfect position to maybe do a sequel. What a great position to be in when you have someone or a bunch of people with terminal cancer, they're told by their oncologist that there is no hope for them.
Mm-hmm. That's the end, right?
Yeah, that's the end. And then they choose to go this route. So as a filmmaker, I just said, what a brilliant idea. I can find these people and then let my cameras roll and follow them. Most of the patients had brain cancer and all of them were supposed to die. So more than half of them lived. Not everyone made it, but it was quite an interesting story to be able to mm-hmm. show that in basically in real time.
How did you feel following all these people, seeing their struggle and also on the other hand, their hope?
Yeah, it's interesting because that's hard. It's hard to let someone in your life like that. You know, that's a very personal experience when you're facing death like that. And to let someone like me intrude into your life and start interviewing all your friends and going
trust you
and
also.
Trust me, right.
Where people can find out more about you, about your productions.
My website is Eric Merola, ericmerola.com.
Great. Eric, thank you so much for stepping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
77 WABC. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York. Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Second Opinion is his third documentary, a whistleblower story about how one of America's largest research centers had to cover up years of their own positive data to protect the status quo.
I was really scared. Here, everything was going great for me. What do you do? You've got the best job you've ever had and or may ever have in your life, and your boss is telling you to lie. So it really was a classic case of where your conscience is strained. And my response was to leak the documents. I wanted my job, and I also wanted to have a clear conscience. So I guess this is why people leak documents all the time.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years.
I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even... It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Marola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Marola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Marola on The Yola Nash Show. This is 77 WABC, The Yola Nash Show.
Yes, Yola Nash here with beautiful holidays energy, and you're listening to The Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. One more time, don't forget to tell your friends about The Yola Nash Show. And just to remind you, we are streaming live around the world on WABCRadio.com. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist who not only sets her poems to her own music, but also incorporates them together with her paintings into a series of videos, which are amazingly entertaining and gaining a great recognition around the world. And I can reveal, I guess, a little secret. You will have a chance to see Fela's beautiful video poetry very soon in New York. More details in my upcoming shows. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
An unasked question rose of late in me, so I will ask you, what is it you see? And what is pushing to be found beneath an unassuming ground? Have you ever tried to disappear, or rather, to unlive a moment lived arrear? As though by will undid the flow of what unfolded in the stream of life, caused by conditions of the universe, so rife with readiness to birth each given moment? Have you then tried to stop it, try to make it go away, due to some ancient torment, compelling you to quite unthink the past? Unlove your love, undo a deed that has borne fruits way, way before your change of heart. Have you ever thought it smart to repackage, reinvent your inner seeing, just to conform to some outdated shape you call your history of being? Have you then believed those fabrications, believed your mind, as though your machinations could barely tolerate, as zephyrs might, a wind of change ever so slight, for fear it sang an ancient elegy, a plight? Have you rejected life for fear of losing scaffolding that you have nurtured as an alternate to offering yourself in all your colors? Your reds and yellows and your shadow gray, not merely greenish shutters covering windows to your deepest heart that shows itself on its own terms, even while it mutters, while it laughs or shrieks in equal measure deep. No need to disinfect what mind perceives as germs, maybe pollutants of a certain role, behind the likes of which you hide your truth, all for fear to fall? Have you considered that it is falling down through which your heart gathers its strength for rising up and out of an entrapping dream within this life that does not ever stop, can't be contained by most sophisticated measures? It's forced the very essence of your greatest treasure. So don't unthink your thoughts or try unliving life. Don't unlove love simply because the time seems right or wrong or late or early for that matter. There is no way to know what makes the universe a better place for you. Within its sweet embrace, don't hide behind beliefs instead of living from your truest face.
As always, beautiful. So definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now is please don't forget to tune in next week for more of the Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m. and Sunday, 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on wabcradio.com, stage 17, or The Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me on Facebook, The Yola Nash Show, on Instagram, Yola Nash Show, and on Twitter, at Yola Nash Show. And visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do it again. And now I'm wishing you the greatest holidays. Stay happy, love each other, embrace each other. I'm Yola Nash.
WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show. Love, learn, and laugh.